from our Dáil studio is the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, we'll discuss the VAT reduction which you announced in the budget taking effect this weekend. We'll discuss that in just a moment. But first, can you assure pupils and their parents that schools will reopen on Monday and that they will reopen safely?
Well, good afternoon, Brian. And just before I answer that question, can I acknowledge the huge amount of efforts that our teachers, school staff and principals have put in to reopening our schools safely. In addition to the effort they have put in, at the end of the summer, the government announced a package of €375 million, a huge package, the sole purpose of which was to allow our schools to open up safely and to put in place the resources to do it. Due to the excellence of our principals, our teachers and all who work in our schools, mm-hmm. our schools were reopened safely and they will reopen safely again on Monday. I am conscious of all of the work that has gone on in the midterm to get ready for another reopening. But it is in the context of huge investment on behalf of the taxpayer to support all in our schools and keep all our pupils safe.
We'll be talking to the HSE in just a few minutes, but just in relation to one or two specifics, the issues in relation to contact tracing, which we heard about there from Seamus McConry, how the process had become degraded in recent weeks. And we know just a couple of weekends ago, there were well publicised problems with it. There's been the issues for a second time now with hand sanitisers. Is it fair to expect schools to be trying to deal with these repeated shocks?
Of course we accept that there are issues and things we need to do better on as we as a government, as we as a country deal with a pandemic that has no precedent. But as we acknowledge what we need to do better on, I think it's also worthwhile acknowledging that there are now approximately 100,000 tests per week taking place to help those who want to know where they stand with their health. And we're doing all we can to put in places the resources to now deliver a very large number of tests every day. And secondly, then, in terms of dealing with the issue then of getting the information to those who need it quickly and dealing with tracing, we are now hiring 60 to 80 additional people per week whose sole job will be to strengthen those efforts.
Mm. Of course, children also have to be clothed. Is the government standing by this decision that under these level 5 restrictions, children's clothes are not deemed essential?
I think it's important to see that issue in a further context, which is the issue of our small retailers in Ireland at the moment. I have little doubt at all, Brian, that if we were in a situation that a large retailer could still sell clothes and a small retailer had shut down, but all of its staff and the pandemic unemployment payment and was closed because it couldn't sell clothes, that in turn would raise issues that you would legitimately want to raise with me. In an interest to be fair to all retailers, particularly small and medium-sized retailers who do sell clothes, we do need to have a level playing field in relation to the definition of non-essential goods.
But the context of this is also that, as we know, you can go into an off-licence and buy a bottle of wine, but not underwear for your child. You can go into a pet shop. If you're a dog owner, you can buy a coat for your dog, but not a coat for your child. Do you really stand over that?
But Brian, when we're dealing with public health guidance that has such complexity to us, I think you could always point and raise with different issues of consistency in relation to it's been implemented across an entire economy. But I'd emphasise again, we are doing this because of the need to be fair to all retailers in our country and because of the objective of trying to reduce the kind of contact that in turn can affect people's health.
But are these not the kind of anomalies that any government has a responsibility to address and to deal with when they're brought to your attention?
But we also have a broader responsibility, which is the responsibility of how we can protect the public health of those that we serve and additional economic responsibility. Responsibilities regarding fairness to those who have made decisions that has now led to the closure of businesses. And what we are looking to do is reconcile all of those agendas and then to do our best as we work our way through this to deal with issues as they develop.
Right. Let's talk about this VAT reduction announced in the budget. It takes effect this weekend for hospitality and the tourism sector. The rate being cut from 13.5% to 9%. Now, this is a reduction that was devised and announced before we went to the level 5 restriction. With many of those businesses closed or perhaps at best doing a takeaway service, is it actually going to be of any real benefit at this point?
Well, it will be benefit to those businesses who are still trading, because even though businesses are doing click and collect and takeaways at the moment, those businesses are still employing people that are really valued in terms of jobs by our country and by our society. So it will help there. But the broader issue is how we get those businesses reopen. And of course, what is an issue of such concern to me is nearly 30% of those who are now on the pandemic unemployment payments are doing it in sectors like accommodation, like food. And we need to help those businesses reopen and keep them open across 2021. So, of course, you're right to say this is a measure that has been implemented when level five is happening. We expect level five to come to an end later on in the year. And then this tax measure is in place up until the end of next year. Mm-hmm. We're giving a really deeply important part of our economy the support that it needs to gradually reopen and get its people back to work.
Even, of course, at level three, restaurants and pubs could only serve outdoors to a maximum of 15 people. Can there at this point be any expectation of moving to a further lower level, level two perhaps by Christmas?
Well, in truth, Brian, that will depend on our continued efforts in dealing with this awful disease. And there are, as you are aware, many signals that due to the huge effort of the Irish people, we are making progress in dealing with the disease and avoiding some of the things we were very concerned about a few weeks ago. It will take time before we're able to be clear. Can we move to level three? Could we move beyond that? But in order to strengthen our ability to do it, that's why it's so important that level five continue to be implemented in the way that it is at the moment. I just make the very quick point, if I may, though, that if you look at, for example, the lower level of transactions that would be happening even at level three, what this VAT move will do is, in some scenarios, increase the profitability of those transactions, which gives us the best chance possible of getting those people who work in these really important sectors back to work or keeping them in a job that we really value.
Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, thank you for talking to us here on the News at One.